Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
It's nearly a month since the horrific attack in Dublin city centre, which left a US tourist with life-changing injuries and prompted a debate about antisocial behaviour in the capital. In response, the government announced an extra €10 million to fund Garda overtime and increase visibility. But in a letter to the Irish Times this week, homeless campaigner Father Peter McVerry wrote, "Over 70% of those who go to prison have an addiction. There are long waiting lists for those drug treatment centres. If we want to reduce crime, would it not be more effective to invest in treatment options than in Garda overtime?" Well, Father Peter McVerry joins me on the line to discuss that question. And also we're joined by Stephen Kennedy, who owns the speciality coffee shops Copper and Straw, with two branches on the Liffey Quays. And Stephen has spoken to us on Drive Time before about the antisocial behaviour he sees every day. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Peter, can I start with yourself and your letter? What inspired you to put pen to paper on that?
Frustration, basically. I work with a lot of drug users, and every drug user I've ever worked with comes to a point in their life where they want to come off drugs. And when they get to that point, you have a small window of opportunity to help them. But if they go on a waiting list of 3-4 months or even longer, they become demoralized, they get fed up, they feel this is not going to happen. So it's the frustration of the shortage of places for addiction treatment that prompted the letter. Now, 70% of those who go to prison, as you say, have an addiction. About 80% of all monetary crime is drug-related. People robbing to pay for their drug use, or people robbing to pay off drug debts. And many other types of crime, like criminal damage or assaults, are also drug-related. So I think if we really are serious about reducing crime, we need to invest heavily in drug treatment. It's already very expensive not investing in drug treatment. Every person who goes to prison, it's costing this taxpayer 80,000 euros per year. And if 70 to 80% of those going to prison have an addiction, that is very, very expensive. So I have no problem with extra guard the overtime.
But well, I was going to ask you about that, because you're obviously aware of the recent attacks, frightening incidents, and people afraid, they would say, to walk in some parts of Dublin City, even warnings going out across the world that tourists need to be taking extra precautions to walk here. So you're not against the idea of more guard the visibility or this 10 million spend?
No, my question is, what happens at the end of the year? We're back to square one, unless we want to spend another 25 million next year on Garda overtime. No, I would support Garda overtime, of course. Well, I think we should do what we do with the public-private transport. Government have committed to spending twice as much on public transport as on private transport. Maybe we should spend twice as much on drug treatment services as we do on Garda overtime, because spending money on drug treatment services has a long-term effect. Garda overtime has a temporary effect. And remember that if somebody, most drug users will rob, a lot of drug users will rob to pay for their drug habit. On average, a drug user might rob twice a day to feed a fairly bad drug habit. Somebody goes on a 3-month waiting list to get into drug treatment, that's 200 crimes committed, which need not have been committed if there had been drug treatment available to them. And for every drug user who comes off drugs, even if they relapse after, say, 6 months, if they're off drugs for 6 months, that's over 350 crimes not committed because they have become drug free. So getting crime down, essentially, it seems to me, means dealing with the demand for drug treatment.
Stay with us, Peter, please, and let's bring in Stephen Kennedy of the speciality coffee shops Copper and Straw, as I mentioned. And Stephen, I know you've spoken to us on Drive Time before about crime and antisocial behaviour outside of your business. I know you don't disagree with Peter's call for more drug treatment services, but when you heard the announcement of extra guard the visibility and this €10 million spend on overtime, what was your reaction? I assume it's some of what you wanted.
Hello, John, and hello, Peter. Yeah, absolutely. I was very encouraged when I saw the announcement that additional overtime was being allocated, because certainly a more visible Garda presence is needed, and it has proven to be effective in the past. I absolutely accept Peter's point. Like, we see every day the lives that are being ruined through drug addiction, and it's heartbreaking to see. So, you know, I would very strongly advocate for more to be done to provide supports and services to individuals who are chronically and acutely addicted to drugs. But certainly we also have to address the situation that is happening on the streets right now, which is organized gangs dealing on an industrial scale very openly on the corner of Aston Quay and right throughout Temple Bar.
And I know this is something that's concerning you and a lot of your fellow traders in the area. Can you give us examples of what you're seeing on a daily basis, like today or any other day on Aston Quay, Stephen?
Yeah, so every single day and continuously throughout the day, we see people dealing very openly. So they're counting out cash, they're handing out pills, they're smoking crack pipes. It's groups and gangs of individuals. They're wearing hooded jackets. They've got masks pulled up over their faces. They're on scooters. They're on bikes. And the real issue that we have is the organized element of this. It's very sophisticated. There's a number of individuals involved. It's very menacing. It's very threatening. And it seems to be happening continuously and in broad daylight and in full view of everybody walking by and passing by.
You've had an armed robbery in your own business. Is that right?
Yeah, we did indeed, John. Yeah, shortly after opening the shop on Aston Quay, a little before 9 a.m. on a very busy Thursday morning, an individual walked into the shop with a knife, locked members of staff in the toilets and took the takings from the till. And I have to compliment the guards on that particular occasion. You know, there was a very swift and a very strong response, and that individual was apprehended within 10 minutes. But the shock...
It's a really frightening incident.
Oh, my goodness, it absolutely is. Yeah, it is. And you really have to take a step back and think, like, how is this happening? How is this allowed to happen? Like, the situation has reached such a concerning level that as of this week, a group of 25 businesses and three residents organisations on Aston Quay and in Temple Bar have agreed to come together and to work collectively and unitedly to call for urgent action on the scale of open drug dealing and street crime that's taking place on Aston Quay and in Temple Bar.
And that urgent action you're calling for, well, is some of it addressed by this announcement in recent weeks from the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, of an extra €10 million spend on Garda overtime to improve visibility? For instance, have you seen more Gardaí passing by in the last few days?
Yeah, like, I do think that the additional allocation is welcome, but I think that Peter made a very good point. Like, that's a short-term fix, and that isn't going to address the situation into the long term. Like, really what we're calling for is a cross-city response. Like, no one Garda station can solve the issue of drug dealing and street crime that has become so complex and so extreme. So there needs to be a coordinated response. It needs to be targeted. It needs to be separately resourced. And, you know, we have noticed an increased Garda presence in the last number of weeks. But the scale and the extent of the dealing is so continuous that when a Garda car disappears around a corner, drug dealers then appear back on the street. So there needs to be a more permanent solution. And we're very conscious as well that, you know, a policing solution is only one aspect to this. And really what we would be looking for is a multi-stakeholder approach. So yes, the guards need to be at that table, but so do Dublin City Council. They need to take a much more proactive role in supporting businesses and residents trading and living in areas with high rates of antisocial activity. The HSE need to be involved in that conversation. Drug treatment services, the Peter MacFerry Trust, absolutely need to be at that table. But Tourism Ireland, retail, hospitality, residents, business owners, like, everybody needs to feed into this discussion.
And Peter, if I bring Peter back in there, Stephen, just because I think you're on the same hymn sheet on this one. You're saying you're calling for longer term measures, and you're in agreement that as well as extra Gardaí, we need extra drug treatment centres. People will question how much it costs, Peter, or what kind of investment you would be asking the government to commit to. How vast a change, how much of an increase in services is needed here?
Well, many parts of the country have no services at all. I know of people who have to travel from Portlaoise up to Dublin every day to get a drug treatment programme, which is not sustainable in the long run. I think we need to have enough treatment centres, both day treatment centres and residential, so that somebody can access a treatment centre within maybe 2 weeks of being assessed. I think we need it at that scale. Our own residential treatment, residential detox centre costs about $750,000 a year to run. So 10 million would run maybe 12 to 15 of those residential treatment centres. So it's expensive. I absolutely admit it's expensive, but it's very expensive not to provide those treatment centres. The cost to the state in courts, in prison time, in probation officers, the cost to the state is horrendous. And the cost to individuals through having their house burgled or having their property robbed is and the emotional cost and the trauma that it costs to individuals is unquantifiable.
Stephen, Peter mentioned there people coming right across the country for drug treatment services in Dublin City Centre, and some businesses in the city would be concerned about an over-concentration, as they might see it, of social services in relation to addiction in the city. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that is a valid concern. I definitely think there's a role for more community-based supports, because concentrating a high number of drug treatment services in any one area is going to cause an issue from a policing perspective, from a community perspective, from a health service perspective, from a user perspective, from a tourism perspective, and from a business perspective. So I certainly feel that a more equal or a better distribution of supports and services throughout the community is part of the solution.
And finally, and briefly, Peter, would you agree with that? Does that need to change?
I think we may need to make a distinction between harm reduction services and treatment services. Somebody who's on a treatment program is focused, is keen to get off drugs, is keen to do well. They're no problem in having them in the city centre or anywhere else. Harm reduction services, I agree with you, should be scattered into different communities. But the reality is that a lot of drug users do tend to congregate in the city centre. You have to have those services where people congregate. But if you had them in different communities, it would dilute the problem in the city centre, certainly.
It's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening. Stephen Kennedy there and Father Peter McVerry.